Hello and welcome to the English Martial Arts Podcast Show. And to all the new listeners, welcome. And please subscribe. And please leave reviews for the show. Thank you.
And now, the moment you've all been waiting for.
It's the English Martial Arts Podcast Show.
I love them a lot.
Hello and welcome to the English Martial Arts Podcast Show. And this episode is part three of Silver's Dagger. Now, everybody's probably read what Silver wrote about the dagger. And a lot of people have tried to decipher it and turn it into a system or a way of using the dagger as a single weapon. Now, we know there are lots of European dagger systems that are being brought back, and nearly all of them are reverse grip. Yeah. Reverse grip is reverse grip, and it was like that for a reason. With Silver's dagger, when you look at what he says about the knife with continual movement, etc., etc., using principles, you can see a system of dagger fighting or knife fighting that's pretty modern. And what you need to do, or what people need to do, is not just stick to what it says. Because if you do that, your actual martial arts will devolve. Because you're just staying still. You're stuck with what is written or shown in the pictures that people follow. Now, to have a system evolve, you need to think outside the box. You need to make sure that what you do is not only stick to your basics, and believe me, you should practice your basics for years before you move anywhere else. And you need to get your good foundation, which are your basics, and you need to follow the instructions as written and said within Silver's writings. And then you need to start making it your own. Rather than just stick with the one or two things that are said, you need to start making what you've learned your own. And you need to start evolving the techniques, the movement, everything, except for the principles. Obviously, they stay the same. And you need to start making various different things happen, especially when sparring and practicing shadow fighting, etc., etc., because that's how a system moves on and it evolves. Because if you don't do that, you'll devolve, as we said earlier. Now, of course, you get the people who are completely uneducated in martial arts, who've learnt from books, etc., etc., that will say no to that. But don't listen to them. Listen to someone who's had massive amounts of experience, both in training and teaching martial arts and earning their living while using them. And the best advice I can give is to make the system your own. Whatever you learn, make it your own and train it on your own as well as with others, obviously. But you need to make it your own. So, and by that, I mean you need to start thinking about what you're doing and not just following everything parrot fashion. Okay? Don't take everything your teacher says as gospel, because it's not. So we take the continual movement and we mix it with the principles, which are the foundation of everything you should do. Everything, every weapon, every unarmed technique. Now, you're moving around continually. You're slashing at hands and arms, which is nearest to nearest, which has always been the way. Anything that comes within range, you're stabbing at or slashing at. And sometimes you get people who rush in or try and, because they get frustrated and they just rush in, try and get the kill shot, boom, and then there they are, they're dead. You need to sort of refine what you do, because a sparring situation is not a fighting situation. Sparring is there just to help you develop the tools you're going to use. Speed, timing, making sure that you put the principles into action so that you know what they mean and what you can do with them. Also, it teaches you about footwork, stamina, and, you know, it's not real. It's just an exercise like everything else. Because you won't experience the massive adrenaline dump that you get when a situation is real and live. You won't get 100 things that happen, the dynamics of a real situation compared to a sparring situation where you have armour and, you know, there are rules. And if any time you are in an altercation for real, if you can't handle that adrenaline dump, you're dead or you're beaten up. If you can't handle a live situation and put into practice what you've been taught, you're dead or you're beaten up. Now, of course, nobody expects anybody to be walking around with a dagger or a knife, not if you're a law-abiding citizen. And you'll probably meet people that definitely ain't law-abiding citizens, and they have knives on them. The advice that Silver gives, and especially using principles as well, you don't always need a weapon. Continual movement, using principles, can sometimes, you know, get you out of a situation, save your life. So you don't have to have a weapon on you to use your martial abilities. I mean, obviously, trying to take on a knife unarmed, you either have to be extremely skilled or lucky to get away with it. And obviously, the best course of action is to get away as quickly as possible. I mean, I won't say run, because if you fall, you just die tired. But you need to develop a set of skills in your mind as well as with your body to cope with situations. Now, all of this has to do with Silver's knife or dagger fight, because the advice he gives is practical and realistic. It's hard to understand what it's like to be in a real life altercation where weapons are involved, such as knives. It's hard to explain, and it's hard for people who've never done it to understand, because they think they know what will happen and what they will do. Absolutely not. Absolutely not. You are responding to something that's happening to you out of the blue. You are intimidated. There's more than one. It's nighttime. Nobody wants to help you. Everybody's turning a blind eye. Nobody wants to get involved. You're on your own and you have to deal with it. And it's really, really an eye-opening scenario. Or what can I say, really? It's hard to explain. But the thoughts that go through your head, the way your body reacts, is nothing like you will have ever experienced in a sparring match or when training. Nothing like it. And to prepare for that kind of situation, Silver's advice is great. Absolutely great. And there, the principles, the foundation, continual movement at all times, if you can, making a quick getaway as soon as you can. It's very, very, the dynamics of a situation like that are scary, really scary. Now, believe me, when you're in situations like that, the person who's attacking you isn't scared. They're not as scared as you are. He's not in the slightest bit worried about what happens to you, as long as he or she gets what they want. They don't care about you. They don't care about your family. They don't care about making your wife a widow or your kids orphans, whatever. They don't care about any of that. Okay? You need to develop a set of skills that copes with these kinds of situations. And you need to follow good advice. Now, like I said, when you make a system your own, you develop a sense of, or you develop a fighting ability that no one else has, because you're making it your own. Not saying you'd be the best. You probably might not be. You might even be the worst, but it's yours. And you need to develop it so that you not only have a good session in the gym, you're also prepared to be able to defend yourself on the outside as well. And you've really, really got to work on that. And it really is a mental thing rather than a physical thing. Although being strong and well-trained doesn't hurt. But you've really got to make sure that what you do is relevant. Because if it's not, neither are you. Okay, thank you very much for listening to this episode of the English Martial Arts Podcast Show. And hopefully you'll tune in next time. Thank you and bye.
Listen to us, because we listen to you. We'll